And a proper hello to you, Charlotte Ryan.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Kia ora, welcome to RNZ.
It's been a week at the end of today.
Have you ever worked for this organisation before?
No, but I've been on shows. Various shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you applied for this job of Music 101 host, a much contested job.
Yes, it's like a dream job. I mean, in the music industry, there's not, or in the music journalism industry, there's very few music journalism jobs in New Zealand.
Mm.
So it's a pretty dream job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's been your path to here?
Oh, where shall I start? I left university and started working at RDU, which is a student radio station in Christchurch. And then I moved to BFM up in Auckland, hosted shows there, worked at major record labels.
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory.
Yeah. That was such a well-named show that even years later, having never listened to it, I know that your show was called Morning Glory.
I know. It was so excellent. And, yeah, that was so successful. I got given a morning show and, you know, I was told it's a magazine show. So I just chose what my favourite magazine features would be
right.
And turned them into radio features. Mm. And that was truly such a cool thing. But in between my first time at BFM and Morning Glory, I worked at record labels and managed bands and did all sorts of things. So I've always sort of been involved in the music industry in a sense.
How's your first week here been?
It's been good, thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, I love it.
And you've promised to come in and sort of tell us what's going on in the music world. Looks like, have you got a bit of a gig guide for us?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, this feature, let it grow and develop.
Yeah.
But I was really inspired today to talk about, because the New Zealand music industry or the scene at the moment is very, very healthy. Mm. I'm not just saying that because I've got this job, but honestly, there are sold out shows right throughout the country from local artists this weekend.
Mm.
It's really, really cool.
And who are some of your favourite New Zealand bands at the moment?
Oh, that's a hard question. That's like choosing a favourite child, Jesse, isn't it?
Well, I said some of your favourite bands.
That's a very hard call. I do love Soaked Oats.
Mm.
I think they're really interesting.
Yeah.
Nanoise, who you played first song of at the start of the show.
Yeah.
I've only just discovered them a couple of weeks ago, and
yeah,
I really like.
Cool?
Yeah, super cool. Yeah. I think that I find it hard to choose my favourite bands because I've worked with so many as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over the years, I've worked really closely with Lawrence Arabia, Conan Moccasin, lots of artists at Flying Nun because I worked at Flying Nun for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is quite difficult to choose.
How would you describe the New Zealand music scene at the moment? How would you describe the New Zealand sound?
There's no sound. There's no key sound. Which I think is so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you could categorise. Like, that's a really interesting debate, actually, whether to even have a New Zealand music section in your record collection or in the Real Groovy or your local record store. Should it be separate or should it be integrated? Because it stands up so well against international
music. There seems
music.
To be things that we do particularly well, though. I don't know if it's just my perception or if this is true, but it seems like we are really, really strong on young female singer-songwriters at the moment, really strong on big guitar bands. Yeah, and that's always been a Flying Nun thing,
definitely,
of course.
Definitely. And that jangly guitar.
Yeah.
But then there's other artists.
Like, what do you say about a country that can do a Lorde and an Aldous Harding and a Nadia Reid and a Holly Fulbrook all at the same time?
And then also Church and AP, this new hip-hop crew that's, you know, and an OMC back in the day, really strong in hip-hop or urban music. And then we also have massive success. Like, for example, Aldous Harding. She blew up without being huge in New Zealand first. And, you know, even Flight of the Conchords, you could call them a New Zealand artist. We do all sorts of genres very, very well. Mm. And Alien Weaponry, metal, we do very, very well too.
Yeah, te reo metal.
Mm.
Okay, as you look around the country at gigs happening this weekend, what do you see?
Well, as I mentioned before, some of them are sold out, but it's a great representation of how healthy our music scene is and how good the listeners are at going to shows and stuff. How the Unclear are playing in Wellington tonight. You've had them on your show, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
Originally from Dean, not quite that jangly guitar sound.
A lot of these bands have a kind of a sense of humour about them as well, which I think is maybe a step forward in some ways too. You know, their look and
totally.
Their lyrics and just their sensibility. I think that's kind of a cool thing.
And naming yourself, The Unclear, random name.
I haven't done them any favours, but yeah, good for them.
French for Rabbits, a beautiful duo. They're playing in Christchurch tonight at a bar called Space Academy, which is really cool, and then they're in Dunedin tomorrow night. And Tauranga, Sons of Zion are playing. All these bands are doing national tours, and they're pushing their new single. In Auckland, though, a real pick that I'm quite intrigued to go along to, tomorrow night, there's an orchestral rendition of Dr. Dre's 2001 album being done at the studio. And Dr. Dre's 2001 album, it was released in 1999. It's so hip-hop, but yet it was one of those really important, influential albums because it did have the orchestral score underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
So Dr. Dre, of course, won't be appearing at the studio, but an orchestra will be playing the songs. It'll be really cool. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Not sold out. And then tonight, you're off to a show, aren't you?
Yeah, not often that father of four, Jesse Mulligan, is seen at a live music. Although I do it more often. What have I been to? So I went to, can I even remember her name? No, I can't.
Nadia Reid.
Oh, always Nadia Reid. Yeah. Aldous Harding. No, there was a visiting one from the US that I went to that I was so looking forward to.
Oh, not Sharon Van Etten?
No, all I've got in my head. Oh, and I went to Courtney Barnett.
Oh, yeah. Is she Courtney Barnett?
Snail mail, thank you, Yana.
Oh, snail mail.
Yana was the perfect person to have in the control room at that moment, yeah.
I've only just discovered snail mail.
Yeah.
She's cool. They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really interesting.
Yeah, the gig, the sound was weird, but I love her music. But anyway, tonight I'm going to...
Neil Young, Live Rust Live.
Yeah, at the Civic, 40 years since that famous album in 1979. And have you got a bit of an inside scoop on this one?
Yes, they were rehearsing at Roundhead Studios.
Which is your previous job.
My previous job. And my, it was amazing. They were so cool. So it's John Toogood, Liam Finch, Lainey Davidson, you know, the Bads, SJD, Chris O'Connor, all, you know, some of the best New Zealand musicians playing Neil Young's Live Rust. And the songs are incredible. One song in particular, or one artist in there, Reb Fountain, she's got a new solo album coming out soon, but she performs and sings a couple of songs and they're heartbreakers. They make shivers go down your spine. You will enjoy tonight's show so, so much.
I already know. Well, someone just messaged me about Reb singing After the Gold Rush was their personal favourite.
Yes, so she's on the piano singing that.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite songs.
That's one of the ones that I had to leave my office at the time and come to and sort of just take it in. It was really, really special.
Because it'd be a hard one for a guy to sing probably as well. You know, it's so high.
Yeah. But then Liam Finn can do a good falsetto.
Well, he did Needle and the Damage Done. In fact, people should look that up if they haven't heard it. It's on YouTube. Okay, you're going to play us a song?
Well, the song I wanted to play was Lot of Love because it's such a beautiful song. And, I can hear Reb Fountain doing backing vocals on this song because she will be during tonight's performance. It's sold out in Wellington as well. So hopefully they'll do more of this sort of thing.
What's this one that you're playing us for? This is Neil Young singing this.
Neil Young's Live Rust version. So you'll hear, this is from the album that the whole tour has been based on that has just celebrated its 40th birthday.
Your first show tomorrow?
No, my first show is end of August.
Okay. You're just doing some deep research.
Yeah, okay. Really researching. But I'll be back with you next Friday.
Okay, Charlotte Ryan from Music 101, which is from 1 p.m., 1 p.m., right, tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, okay, let's go to Lot of Love from the original Live Rust. La 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 la. So